Some of you out there in Radioland may not even know this, but there's this whole subgenre of music out there called Christian contemporary. Now you got your Newsboys and your Michael W. Smiths, your Jars of Clay, and it's all come a long way, baby. In fact, I'd put up the likes of unknown, quote, Christian bands like the Violet Burning against Radiohead and the Lost Dogs against Wilco any day of the week. There's a lot of people who classify or maybe qualify music of faith by its JPMs or Jesus's per minute. I wish I were making that up. But if you're like me and believe that all truth is God's truth, then maybe a gospel song isn't just about being on a Christian record label or getting Christian radio airplay. Now, there's the usual suspects, of course. Johnny Cash has been singing and writing gospel songs his whole career.
Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still.
And his final recording, The Man Comes Around, is straight out of the last book of the Bible, Revelations.
Listen to the words long written down.
You too have worn their faith on their sleeve and have written more overt Christian songs than your typical Southern gospel quartet. Check out their song Grace or their perennial concert closer 40, verbatim from Psalm 40. Bob Dylan wrote two landmark gospel albums with classics like Saved, Gotta Serve Somebody, Lord Protect My Child. Willie Nelson, The Byrds, Moby. Kanye West with that great Jesus Walks. Al Green, the Reverend Al Green. Stevie Wonder, Switchfoot, Sixpence, to name a few, have written profound songs of faith and devotion. But some of my favorite, quote, gospel songs have come from the least likely of sources. Prince, of all people, took a break from writing softcore porn to pen one of the most compelling songs about that day, 2,000 years ago, that changed the world. The Cross is only two chords, but persuasive and touching.
We'll be taken by the cross.
Indie poster boy Sufjan Stevens' song, The Transfiguration, from the album Seven Swans, is a riveting account of Jesus' last few days on earth. And is there a better song ever written than Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen? A word that transcends language and culture, the most succinct word of adoration to God. And for my money, Jeff Buckley's version is the best.
Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah.
How about Lauryn Hill's Into Zion, a biblical allusion and ode to the miracle of life of her newborn son.
I touched my belly overwhelmed by what I had been chosen to perform.
And the Violent Femmes, yeah, I said it, the Violent Femmes have more JPMs than you'd expect from a band with the name Violent Femmes. Check out Jesus Walking on the Water, or Faith, or Rejoice and Be Happy, which is almost a transcript from the Sermon on the Mount.
Blessed are you, I persecuted too, for righteousness and the good that you do.
And finally, the Velvet Underground, known more for singing gender-bender, drug-binging stories of New York's underbelly. And yet, when Lou Reed says, Jesus, help me find my proper place. Help me in my weakness, because I've fallen out of grace. Well, that cries of a man, of all of us, in need of redemption. And I don't know about you, but I'm one pastor in need of redemption. Ganyu, out.
Jesus. Jesus.